Well, let's go straight to the top, shall we, Nick?
Shall we?
High Rise.
Yeah.
High Rise. This is a film starring Flavour of the Month Tom Hiddleston.
We do love him.
Well, apparently we do at the moment. He's in just about every second film that comes out at the moment. Sienna Miller's also in this one. Elizabeth Moss and Jeremy Irons also feature in this. It's a film directed by Ben Wheatley. High Rise, it's also based on the novel by J.G. Ballard.
I'm a fan, but his...
You're a fan of his novels?
I'm a fan of his novels, but they don't necessarily become great films.
You might be onto something here, Nick.
Damn it.
I'm afraid. Does he write a lot of books about dystopian futures?
More like dystopian presents.
Right. Well, yeah, this is a film about a dystopian future, but the future seemed to... Time seemed to stop in 1974 because everyone looks like they're from 1974 in this film. I'm not sure why. But it's a whole bunch of people from different classes, you know, upper and lower classes, living in a building not unlike the UTS Tower, actually. It is one of the most ugly buildings you've ever seen. And it's actually one of many that you see in wide shots in the film. I'm guessing they're not real buildings, but it's a slightly modified and perhaps even uglier version of the UTS Tower. Anyway, Tom Hiddleston's character, he's a medical professor, and he moves into the building. But he gets caught in the middle of this class struggle. When the building descends into anarchy and chaos after a dispute over the use of the pool and a lack of electricity for the lower class residents, I think in revenge for their use of the pool, the upper class turn off the power to the lower class, and then it all turns to shit. But that's about it, really. People just start doing really nasty things to each other, and it all becomes a bit tedious.
Yeah, I can imagine, actually.
People being really mean, throwing each other out the window and just beating each other to death. And there was no real explanation as to why these people are all living together. I guess because it's a dystopian future. And none of them are particularly likable people either. Not even Lang. He's just not a very warm-hearted soul. High Rise, it just doesn't make enough sense. And I think you really do need to read Ballard's book. High Rise, like I said, will be probably popular with people who like Tom Hiddleston. But it has high pretensions, but as a piece of cinematic entertainment, it really fails to get off the ground floor.
All right, we'll leave that.
Let's descend back down into the shallows, shall we?
What wonderful theming. I'm loving it.
This is The Shallows, starring Blake Lively, and a bit of CGI shark in there. It's directed by a guy called Jaume Collet-Sara. Now, still grieving over the death of her mother, medical student Nancy hits the surf trail to find that secret beach that Mom once surfed at. Apparently this secret beach is somewhere south of the border because all the featured extras all speak with
Hispanic accents, right.
But it looks a lot like Lord Howe Island to me. I think that might be the location where it's filmed. Anyway, Nancy finds her secret beach and then finds, of course, trouble.
Of course.
In the form of a massive great white shark that's determined to eat her.
Right.
Whilst this film does require, you know, a bit of suspension of disbelief and some leaps of logic, there's enough, I think, in this film to keep you interested for 86 minutes. You know, usually in these films, you know, women in bikinis pretty quickly become shark food. But in this case, Blake Lively, who does wear that bikini rather well, has to use all of her resources, all resources that she has at hand, including bits of jewellery and stuff that she has on, in her attempts to keep herself alive, stop herself from bleeding to death, and outwit possibly the world's most intelligent and perseverant shark.
I kind of like the sound of this, actually.
Oh, it's actually quite interesting. This is woman versus nature versus herself. You know, does she give up and let herself die, or does she fight? And how is she going to make it 200 metres to shore? She's trapped on a rocky outcrop. How is she going to do it? Look, this is quite a slow burner of an action film that builds up to a frenzied climax. It's a bit like a shark attack, really. It's all done on a very small budget, but with some very crafty direction and some excellent camera work and use of some great shots in here, overhead shots to emphasize
the isolation
that she's feeling and stuff like that. Look, my only real criticism of this film is that Blake Lively's poor swimming technique. For someone who can supposedly surf, she flops around in the water, like someone who really doesn't do much swimming at all. Look, The Shallows, it does have plenty of bite, and it may surprise you with its depth.
All right. Well, you might have sold me on that. Shark Attack's
and
terrifying.
And it passes the Bechdel test.
That's good too. Wow. Fantastic stuff. Mr. Jones, thank you very much.
Pleasure.